My name's Ingo Wagenknecht. I am still in the Green Party, and I used to be one of those hypocritical politicians who stands up ever so often and knocks at the door of some very bigoted people indeed. I'm here today to speak about hemp as the hidden agricultural revolution. It's really good to see so many of you, and I hope that I fit the fashion. Sadly, it's not hemp clothes I'm wearing, and I apologize. But for those from outside who have had some discussions about joining us, and to fit their expectations of our dress sense, to be precise, I have to say, looks are not more important than joining the Legalized Cannabis Alliance. It is far more important to join us, because the more there are of us, the better it will be for all of us. Anyway, just because we are up north this time, I thought I'd do the thing and just please you all a little bit. Anybody who doesn't like the look, please do turn around. You still able to hear me? Now, I would like to. I hope you all agree that our heart goes out to Andre First and his horrific harassment by the Swiss government and authorities. I think it's absolutely outrageous, and I think we ought to send out a communique from this conference that says as much as this. Andre First is a Swiss member of ENCOD, which is the European organizations, which now apparently represents 300 million cannabis smokers, and none of them on their GP books. So he's part of a wide movement within Europe, and we are now all pulling on one string with regards to certain issues we agree on, and that's good. Now to the theme. I hope you all agree that hemp will one day make a unique return to the economics of the 21st century. With more and more diversification of processes and new techniques challenging the development in the oil sector, it will be able to replace many products currently derived from the petrochemical industry, from healthy paints, low CO2 building materials, environmentally responsible industrial molding and paint making processes, all very easy on the environment. Like the princess kissed awake by the beautiful prince, the deep sleep of hemp during the prohibition years is over, despite what we all feel of the law. It is over. Although still not legalized, the assault on a costly prohibition is coming from all sides. Not one week goes by without some pharmaceutical discovery, whether it's advances in Alzheimer's patients, alleviation of AIDS drugs side effects, or the discovery of tumor-shrinking abilities. But all this is only a very small beginning. The history of hemp continues and will be one of the most successful, if not the most successful of all plants. In Halesworth, in Suffolk, some 20 miles from where I live, the largest hemp processing plant in the world will replace the current one operated by Hemco and Malden. It will produce material for cloths, animal bedding, and base materials for other manufacturers making hemp bricks and various other building materials. I rang them up and excused my non-appearance at their last open day. On followed a chat about the massive benefits of hemp. I mentioned a planned eco-village in Cottishall, which is just north of Norwich, and how hemp would make a marvelous building material in a bale form. And the Hemco rep was pretty stunned by that suggestion. He says, what a great idea. We don't have to process it at all. I said, yes, that's the whole idea behind it. The least energy expended, the better it is for the environment. Which shows that even the Hemco rep doesn't know everything, which I thought was quite nice. What he did say is that many farmers are turning back to growing corn because the market, the biofuel market, has gripped them. The high prices for biofuel making for high prices of foods. So therefore, another reason to grow hemp, to make the largest amount of biofuel from any plant you can have anywhere in the world. That's what farmers could do. They could go self-sufficient in biofuel and drive their tractors on it. We all know that farmers are up against the wall because they are dependent on markets moving up and more likely down. They have to peg themselves either to the biofuel pretenders or the supermarkets who put them up against the wall by importing foods from God knows how where. Hemp could change all that because of its nature and the positive environmental impact of most of its processes. It's a plant that thrives on almost nothing. Does not need fertilization much. It locks up CO2 and has applications for 55,000 different products. Now that's a lot. Now this would make for a revolution which would put Gaddafi's green revolution in the shade. It really would. It would turn agriculture upside down. Gordon Brown and his government have not realized the potential to restart agriculture, to give farmers a real chance to be independent, still farming. It is important to keep the land in production of sorts. We need it to plant food. It's no good left to pernicious weeds. Hemp is boosting diversity. It feeds animals, provides shelter, and greatly enhances the use of wildlife corridors for all animals. Hundreds of thousands of tons of pollutants could be saved each year by using hemp. Soils or deforested hillsides can be kept stable if hemp is grown around the area before the trees are felled. The fibrous roots are clinging to the soil. Hemp decomposes and is a good biofuel provider in itself, making it possible for farmers to grow their own fuel, further enlarging their independence from markets. The hemp revolution cannot be stopped because the oil revolution has sucked the planet dry. The last resources are being staked out, and we can expect peak oil within the next 2 decades, depending on which specialist you believe. Reserves ran all what they've had hoped for, and not all oils are the same. Hemp will help preserve what little oil and gas there is left for future generations. It will help us to live a more sustainable, more responsible life, one that is kinder to the environment and one that is healthier for it. Viva la revolución!